Hey, welcome to Daylight Savings Time. It just happened again, and it's dumb. Trump, he spoke about getting rid of that long ago, and I wish he would because it's inconvenient. I got lots of clocks in my house, and it's a bloody nuisance to change them all and everything else. I'm tempted to leave them alone. 6 months from now, they'll be the right time again. Hey, think about a woman that's in an insane asylum, right? She's a crazy lady, and twice a year she pulls out a blanket with a pair of scissors and she cuts the top of the blanket off and then she sews it on the bottom of the blanket twice a year. What do you think about that? That's a waste of time and a waste of energy, and you have the same blanket. It's kind of like daylight savings time. You have the same day. No matter what happens, you can use as many scissors and shears as you like and cha-cha. World Series. What a great game. What a great games, I should say. Great series. And so many people are unhappy. They wanted the Toronto Blue Jays to win. But whatever, whatever. I like the anthem. The singers of the anthems, the Canadian anthem and the U.S. anthem, they did a great job at the last game, game number 7. But one thing that struck me and kind of made me so sad is the Canadian one said glorious and free, because that's the wordage, right? And I thought, well, not so much anymore. And that's sad. Liberal governments, they've destroyed the country and they're still working at destroying it more, because there is still some left to wreck. California is talking about wrecking stuff. It's a train wreck. And now you have Newsom. He's said to a bunch of his people, put together a plan. And it's a pilot plan. They're working on it now. And it'll be a California mileage-based road charge. It's a system built to track the people, really, the citizenry, to track where you go and who you are and all that kind of stuff. It records and bills movement all by itself. Movement? I mean, you're kidding me, right? I mean, California is advancing this plan, and it's just not very nice. The program will tax people, and it attaches to the driver in the vehicle rather than to a purchase of a gallon of gasoline. Wow. Just another little control thing that the left likes to do as much as they can. Let's control everybody because that's what we want to do bad. And then you talk about New York City. Any day now, we're going to know what happens in New York City with regards to the mayor. Who will the mayor be? Will it be that left-wing communist guy? It kind of looks like it, and that would be a total realignment of the system, because they are against the capitalist system. They view it as the root of all injustice, and government is the cure. Well, you know what? Government is the problem. It's not the cure. Government is the problem. Ah, too much government is a very bad thing. And then now you, of course, still have the government that's shut down, and it's difficult. People aren't getting paid. I was in an airport yesterday and there's a sign up, you know, we're not getting paid now, so please be patient with us and all the rest of it. And, you know, think about it. I mean, just because you don't like a law that's in place and it's constitutional and everything else, and what happens is you say, hey, we're closing now. And here's what Obama said years ago. He said this in September 2023. If you shut down the government because you don't like a law that was passed and found constitutional, that's bad. No Congress before this one. At that time, the Republicans were shutting the government down. I think it was closed for 2, maybe 3 weeks. No Congress before this one has ever, ever in history been irresponsible enough to threaten default, to threaten an economic shutdown, to suggest America not pay its bills, just tried to blackmail the president into giving them some concessions. And of course, now he's blaming the Republicans. How bad is this? Hey, is there a dual system? No kidding. Liberal, you can do whatever you want as long as I approve it. Hey, that's bad. That's very bad, but that is how they think. The U.S. government shuts down, and I think that the law should change. I think there should be a law that says that the senators and the Congress, they don't get paid. If you can't do your job properly, you don't get paid during a shutdown, and it's billions of dollars. These people make a lot of money, and they've got a lot of staff members and everything else, and many of them are rich, I guess, so it doesn't matter, but it does matter because their wages would go to the people during the shutdown, and that's what should happen, and they should continue to work 7 days a week, many long hours every day, to try to get their job done properly. The Senate alone racked up almost more than a half a billion dollars in salaries and office expenses last year. That's a lot of dough. But then you take the staffers, and there's 9,000 staffers, and then there's so many other people here. There's 12,500 people that work for Congress. The other number was just for the Senate, and it all adds up to huge, huge numbers. Some say over $4 billion a year. Different numbers. It's kind of hard to get exact numbers. You got the Democrats and Republicans each at about over $2 billion that they spend, and then you got other little things in there. So it could be as high as $5 billion, and that money, again, should be going to the people. It shouldn't be going to the people who screwed it up, because they did screw it up. Now, hey, I got this recently. I'm a Trump advisor, and I got good advice to give to them. I got a little card that I can put in my wallet, and I'm a big shot now, don't you know? And hey, listen to me, Trumpster, because I got stuff. Hey, just say it. Now, the left and the right share the road. But we, the right, we have the right of way. Their policies continue to put them in the ditch, and it's up to us. Car talk. It's up to us to kind of drive properly and make sure that the world is fine. Ah, hey, there you go. Right is right, left is wrong. You all have a good day. See ya.